This is Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. Good day. I'm Tower, and this is ATES, your aviation information service for the news that matters. We've got a full board today. Pilot mental health legislation moving through Congress. The Air Force finally showing off the top side of the B-21 Raider, and a deep look at six airplanes that didn't just fly passengers. They rewrote the entire economics of airline travel. Some of these might surprise you. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSold.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com, we're going to lead with something that affects every pilot listening. There's bipartisan legislation moving through Congress right now aimed at what sponsors are calling a dangerous culture of silence around pilot mental health. Here's what you need to know. For decades, the fear of losing your medical certificate has kept pilots from seeking help. Depression, anxiety, the stress of the job. Pilots have been quietly suffering because the system punishes honesty. This new legislation aims to change that. The goal is to create pathways where pilots can get mental health support without the automatic threat of grounding. Now, this affects you if you hold any class of medical. The current system with the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, makes it incredibly risky to disclose mental health treatment. Pilots avoid therapists. They avoid medication. Some self-medicate in ways that are far more dangerous. The thinking behind this bill is simple. A pilot who gets help is safer than a pilot who hides a problem. And the bipartisan support here is encouraging. This isn't a left or right issue. It's a safety issue. We'll keep watching this one as it moves through committee. But if it passes in anything close to its current form, it could be the most significant change to aeromedical policy in a generation. Switching gears to something a little more dramatic. The United States Air Force released its first official photographs of the B-21 Raider during aerial refueling tests. And for the first time, we're seeing the top side of that aircraft. The Raider was photographed taking fuel from a KC-135 tanker, and the images confirm what many expected, a clean, blended wing body with minimal surface interruptions. This is stealth design taken to its logical conclusion. Now, why should a general aviation pilot care about a strategic bomber? Because the technology that goes into aircraft like the B-21 eventually trickles down. Composite materials, advanced avionics architectures, even the manufacturing techniques. The aviation industry is an ecosystem. What the military develops today shapes what we fly tomorrow, and from a pure aviation appreciation standpoint, seeing a new bomber type in flight for the first time is a rare event. This is history. Now, let's get to our main topic today. Six aircraft that changed airline economics forever, and I want to be clear about what we mean by that. We're not just talking about popular airplanes or fast airplanes. We're talking about machines that fundamentally shifted what it costs to move a human being from one city to another. These are the airplanes that decided whether you could afford a ticket. Let's start with the one that started it all, the Douglas DC-3. Before the DC-3, airlines couldn't make money carrying passengers. They survived on mail contracts, the economics just didn't work. The DC-3 changed that equation. 21 passengers, a range that could connect real city pairs, and most importantly, operating costs low enough that ticket revenue alone could turn a profit. The DC-3 didn't just change airline economics, it created airline economics. Every commercial flight you've ever taken traces its business model back to that airplane. Number 2. The Boeing 707. This is the jet that made the world small. When the 707 entered service in the late 1950s, it cut transatlantic crossing times in half compared to propeller aircraft. But here's the economic part that matters. It also dramatically increased the number of passengers an airline could move in a given time period. An airplane that flies twice as fast effectively doubles your fleet capacity without buying another aircraft. The 707 made long-haul air travel a middle-class option for the first time. That's not just an aviation milestone, that's a social revolution. Number 3. The Boeing 747. The original jumbo jet. When it entered service in 1970, the 747 could carry roughly 2.5 times the passengers of the largest jets then in service. The economics here are about cost per seat mile. When you spread the fixed costs of a flight across 350 or 400 passengers instead of 150, the math changes dramatically. The 747 made transoceanic travel affordable for ordinary families. It created the modern tourism industry. And for decades, it was the airplane that defined what a long-haul route looked like. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Number 4 is the Boeing 737. Not the glamorous choice, but arguably the most economically significant airplane ever built. The original 737 was designed as a short-haul, low-cost workhorse. And over its many variants spanning more than 50 years, it became the backbone of airline economics worldwide. The 737 made frequency possible, instead of one big airplane once a day. airlines could offer 6 flights a day on a 737. That frequency is what built the hub-and-spoke system. That frequency is what made business travel practical. More 737s have been built than any other commercial jetliner in history. And there's a reason for that. The economics work. Number 5. The Airbus A320. This is the airplane that broke Boeing's monopoly on narrow-body economics. When Airbus introduced the A320 with fly-by-wire technology and a wider cabin, it forced the entire industry to compete on efficiency. The A320 family gave airlines a genuine alternative, and competition drove costs down across the board. Every time you see a budget carrier offering a fare that seems impossibly low, the A320 family is probably part of that equation. And number 6. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner. This one changed the game in a different way. The Dreamliner's composite airframe and efficient engines made it economical to fly long, thin routes. City pairs that could never support a 747 suddenly became viable with a 787. You didn't need 400 passengers to make the route work. You needed 250. That opened up hundreds of new direct international routes. The 787 is why you can fly nonstop from mid-sized cities to international destinations that would have required a connection 10 years ago. It decentralized global aviation. And speaking of the economics of big airplanes, Singapore Airlines continues to operate the Airbus A380 on its longest routes. And that's worth noting, because most carriers have moved away from the super jumbo. Singapore sees the value differently. On ultra-long-haul routes, where premium cabin revenue is high, the A380's capacity and passenger comfort still pencil out. It's a reminder that airline economics aren't one-size-fits-all. The right airplane depends on the route, the market, and the revenue mix. One more headline before we wrap up. There's an interesting concept making the rounds at the Aircraft Interiors Expo this year. A company has developed a two-level seating design targeting the Airbus A350 that promises business-class comfort at economy prices. The idea is a staggered double-decker arrangement within the existing fuselage. Now, I'll be honest, we've seen creative seating concepts before, and most of them stay on the drawing board. But the economics of passenger comfort are real airlines that can offer a better product at a competitive price win market share. Whether this particular design makes it to production, the thinking behind it is exactly the kind of innovation that drives our industry forward. And a quick note from the boardroom. Airbus shareholders approved all resolutions at their 2026 annual general meeting, including the appointment of Moraleda as the next board chair, replacing Obermann. Leadership transitions at the world's largest aircraft manufacturer matter because strategic direction flows from the top. Airbus's decisions on production rates, new programs, and technology investment affect every airline and every passenger. That's your ATIS broadcast for today. Sources for this segment include Simple Flying, AeroTime, and The Aviationist. As always, Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast built by pilots who believe aviation deserves a conversation that never stops. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly informed, fly safe, and we'll see you next time. Radio Hangar. Clear skies and tailwinds.